Welcome to Your Brand Amplified, the podcast where we interview marketers, publicists, and brands to learn their stories, what makes them tick, and tips and tricks that make a difference. I am Annika Jackson here on Your Brand Amplified with another amazing expert with a fantastic story, Bill Bloom. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Annika, this is going to be fun. We're going to have a great conversation. Huge shout out to your listeners. You have a great show and an incredible following.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So let's get into it. You have a couple of companies. I want you to share with our listeners, who is Bill Bloom? What do you do and how did you get there? All the big questions.
Bill Bloom, troublemaker. Bill Bloom, who is he? It's like I'm writing an autobiography here. It's I would say I'm a family man first. My wife and I, we have two little kiddos. That is really the best part of our life. And I really believe in working on the two to three things that you're really great at, not doing anything else, just focusing in on your strengths, not doing crappy things, getting rid of them, getting them off your plate. And that really helped me develop the retire as you desire lifestyle. And that's where I teach people how to afford to let their money work for them, to get rid of their laundry or their dishes or doing their taxes or doing all these arduous things that we hate doing, monotonous things. It could be as little as doing the dishes that really set you off at like 6 o'clock at night where you hate doing that. Like, what does that actually cost to do that? Why don't you have someone do that for you or your laundry or all these little things that make us crazy? I've done that in my life and I've really freed myself up. I've turned that time into making hundreds of thousands of dollars or more, like getting to seven figures from a business standpoint. Because your time is so valuable. My time is much better served doing stuff like this, sharing my story, really motivating other people. And it's really allowed me to create my new company, Diane Money, which is an AI-based, like a thinking tool that's going to help solve your financial problems for you. So you don't have to go back and take a master's type finance class to figure out how your money can work for you. We're going to do it for you.
Well, and I think that's one of the biggest things, you know, well, two of the biggest things that you're really helping solve for entrepreneurs, because when we're starting businesses, we have to do everything and we feel like we have to. And I know there's a lot of people who say, automate, do this, do that. I'm actually reading a book called Do Less by Kate Northrup that talks about how she and her husband and their business, when they had their first child, she's like, I was 50% less productive, but we were still making the same amount of money. And then she really figured out, if I hone in on the things I'm really good at, to your point, and I give the other stuff to other people, or we figure out how to simplify all of the different processes, then everybody wins because we feel better. We feel like we have more time. We can spend time with our families. We're making our money work for us in different ways than we would have thought to before. So
you said that so well, so well. When we had our second kid, we had someone come into our home. This lady cooked 3 months worth of meals for us.
Nice.
3 months worth of meals. Cost us less than $500 to do everything.
Wow. That's insane.
Isn't that crazy?
That's so crazy.
So like, I practice what I preach. I do that in all my businesses, all parts of life. But I mean, you can do these things for so much less money than what you would actually think that they would cost. And then you could be more productive or focus on your health or exercise more or read that book that you've been meaning to. That could change your life. Yeah. Or take that $99 course or take a mastermind. Do something that's going to really invigorate your life. And that's what we should be doing.
Yeah. Well, so let's back up. Were you always in this world of finance and entrepreneurship? How did you get there? Where did you start?
It started when I was a little kiddo. I would definitely take advantage of money-making opportunities because money was pretty scarce in our household growing up. There were many, many times where my parents didn't know when their mortgage was going to get paid, or we would hear them, we're 3 months late on the mortgage, we're 6 months late on the mortgage. I didn't know if we were going to have a roof over our head. So it was super painful. And I never wanted that for my family and I, whenever I was going to have one.
Yeah.
And it made me think into the future. I am a futurist by nature. I like to think about planning what's next. And I had to make up my own standard of living, even at an early age. So I would cut grass. I sold my baseball cards to make a profit to the local card store here, which was always fun. But that taught me intrinsic value. It's like, how do you know if something has value? There's a market for things. I worked at the concession stand at the baseball fields where I always was playing. And then in high school, I worked two jobs. College, I worked two
My
jobs,
gosh.
double majored, played soccer all 4 years. But I just learned that you have to work. You have to put in the work to get what you want. And it wasn't a lesson early on. So that pain turned into a lot of gratitude right now as an adult, but knowing you need to put in the work to get to where you want to be.
Yeah, definitely. So you went to university, you worked throughout. What did you major in?
Marketing and management. I went to a super, super small school in West Virginia. I'm from Chicago. So I wanted to get away from home. And this was one of my favorite parts. I flew into Columbus, Ohio, and I had to find someone to give me a 2 hour ride to my university
Oh
every
my
time.
gosh.
Every time.
Wow.
This one time, it was difficult, but $20 went a long way back then too. Wasn't that long ago, but right out of college, I jumped into a financial advisory role because I wanted to figure out how to make money work selfishly
Nice.
for me. I mean, at the time, I wanted to figure out money, and there's
Yeah.
no better way to jump in and figure out how to make planning work for other people as well, because I love people. Worked out really, really well, but I worked the 80 to 100 hours a week. Super, super difficult. I had no salary, not a penny of salary. So no
Oh, wow.
dependencies. And that was
Just
the tough
commission
part.
only?
Totally commission
Oh,
only.
my gosh.
I busted my rear end, and I also had $54,000 of student loans that I had to pay off because I paid for my own school through soccer and paying off my loans. So it's been a great journey, such a great learning journey, because it makes you appreciate money and where it can go and how to make it actually work for you. But when I started the Retire As You Desire, the Bloom Financial Company, I made $24,000 my first year because I lost everything. I was 28, lost everything, had no income again. So that was, I think, harder because the first time I was still living at my parents' house. So that was easy.
So yeah, talk about your two companies. When did you start Retire As You Desire and Diana Money? And what's the connection? What do they do differently? And what's the connection between them if there is one?
So Diane Money is the newer company. This is based off my mom's name. So she passed away almost 2 years ago.
I'm sorry
And
to hear
she was
that.
just, thank you, thank you, thank you. She was just the most lovely, lovely lady, just a great mother. They just never figure out how to make a dollar work for them. It's true for a lot of people, even successful people who have money can't
It's
figure it
true.
out. So Diane Money is a brand new fintech app and platform. It's basically going to allow you to put in a goal. So if you're listening to this and you have $50,000 of credit card debt or student loans or XYZ, you name it. You put in the goal, we're going to do the thinking for you to show you every month what it takes for you to reach that goal to pay it off in 2 years, 1 year.
Oh,
We're going to
nice.
show you the most efficient path to get there. So really reverse engineering. And there's going to be some super huge updates coming with that. So that's something you definitely want to use because it's going to be very inexpensive every month. It's like going to Starbucks once, which is incredible. And the Retire As You Desire is a whole nother thing. That's a full-fledged like financial advisory firm that I have. And it all came from 2008 when I started in the financial world, when we were in a huge crisis. The world was falling apart at that point financially. And I just thought that there could be a better way for people to operate and have their money work for them. It's all about you letting your money work for you. And Diane Money and Retire As You Desire have a ton of synergy, but the Retire As You Desire, we actually do investment planning for you and help you along the way.
And do you work with primarily people in the United States? Do you work, what are the constructs or the confines of who you can work with and how you can work with people?
Yes. So I primarily work with people in the United States, and that's true for both the app and for the current company. So God bless America. Great great country, and we're gonna have a super prosperous next 30, 50 plus years.
Nice. Okay. You heard it here first. Yeah, and I think as especially over the last few years during the pandemic, people really started to think about, well, what is really meaningful to me, and how do I want to live my life, and how do I want what do I want my life to look like, and how do I want it to have purpose? So tools like this and ways to engage in making your money work for you and thinking about retiring as you desire, I think are even more important. Have you seen that with your business as well, that more people are coming to find out how they can maximize what they're investing in, how they're making their investment decisions, all of that kind of stuff?
Yeah, here's what I've seen over the pandemic is that alignment has changed for everyone. Everyone's values, I think, have changed in a big way. People don't necessarily need these big flashy things anymore because we're not seeing people like we used to. So if you were going to go buy something to show off to someone, well, you don't really have a place to go. Haven't had a place to go for years. So I don't think people really care about those things anymore. I think people have been able to have intrinsic value and see what's important to me. I know I have. My thought process has completely changed on a lot of things. And the value is, where are you spending your time to give you the most value? Is that with your family? Is that in your business? Is that on yourself? Are you investing in yourself, taking care of your health? And that I just really, really love the fact that people are being proactive now. I think people are taking more action than ever to try and figure out what life could look like for them. And I've seen a lot of people come into my business, the Retire As You Desire business, because people just want genuine help. People want honest, direct feedback. Like, yes, you can retire at X age because your assets show that. And that's what we show people. It's like, okay, but you want to get rid of those things off your plate that you don't like doing so you could actually enjoy your time. Because there's a ton of different phases in retirement that I've seen. And you have to be able to enjoy your time to make it worthwhile and really have value in your life.
So when you're moving from financial services as a commissioned worker into, you're being a CEO and founder of companies and really moving further down the entrepreneurship journey, what did that look like, and how, what were some of the biggest takeaways from that experience, like the good and the bad?
Good and the bad. So I went back to working like a crazy person again. It was just a lot at 28, but I really had nothing to lose. I said to myself, okay, this doesn't work. I'll figure it out. Just how my brain works. Not everyone's like that. That's okay. It's not, I mean, we're not meant to be the same. But when I started my company, I also joined Strategic Coach, which is the top entrepreneurial group basically on the planet. Just Dan Sullivan and his team are just the most amazing people. And they got my mindset right. They taught me how to think in 25-year time frames. That's a big change. Like we can't even think about next week, let alone what does 25 years from now look like? So it slows you. It really slows you down. Okay, I have time. I don't need to accomplish everything in 2 months. Like how my brain wants to work. Like I want it done now. I want it done now. Doesn't work like that. And I started to plan differently, but also I diversified my revenue streams. Got a rental property, got different revenue streams from the business where they're more recurring, where I don't have to go out there on Jan 1 and just be a salesperson. That's not what I wanted. So I built up enough recurring revenue where I could invest in other companies and invest in starting a new company and make mistakes and learn from them and hire new designers and this, that, and the other. Because I have made a ton of mistakes. I could barely use my iPhone, let alone, build a tech company. But I do very little of the work. That's the big thing that's changed. I've built a team in both companies where I have people doing what they love because I've empowered them to go out and do that. And I'm doing what I love.
Nice.
That's a game changer in and of itself.
It really is. And I love your point about slowing down. It's like slow down to move faster, or to get more, actually, because we live in a society where we expect results immediately. And if we don't get, I mean, I'm looking out my window right now and I'm like, oh, the FedEx truck just pulled up. Oh, Amazon, you know, my Alexa went off because Amazon's going to deliver something. And that's okay. But I know for me, when I restarted my company, you know, because I had a company and then I merged and then I left that merger and started a new thing. And I was like, okay, it's going to be right away. And then I was like, no, actually, it feels much better to your point, to build up my team around me that are all really good at what they do, to give me the energy and focus to do what I do, and to be able to take that time and intentionality to make sure we're setting ourselves up in a different way this time, that we're looking out for, you know, the red flags of working with different people and like who we really want to work with and honing in on that so that we can all feel more fulfilled.
Oh, you brought up such a good point. And I have a question for you too, after I make this comment.
Yeah.
You don't need to work with everyone.
Yeah.
That was another thing that I learned during this whole process, is you want to be a hero to a certain amount of people. There's 8 billion people on this planet. You're not going to have everyone be your client. Amazon doesn't have everyone as their client. Look at that. Apple doesn't. Did you go through that in your business when you started your newest venture, to focus in on a certain amount of clients or just look at everyone? What was your thought process on that?
My thought process was, I think the experience of going through the merger, which was more of like an acqui-hire because my company was still pretty small because I built it up during the pandemic. My process, and this is unusual because I'm usually not the one answering questions. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm in the hot seat. My thought process was, I realized that I knew who I am and I knew that I want to be this person, whether I'm at work or at home. You know, I want my team to be the same. We don't really work with people as clients. We really are partners. So I was with a group this week because I'm on the Intuit QuickBooks Small Business Council. So we were up at Intuit headquarters all week. And one of my other small business owners said, oh, you're more of like a for hire co-founder. Like, you're not going to be the co-founder, but you don't just, because I'm like, yeah, we help people set up nonprofits or help them if they don't have business certifications. We also do PR, like our bread and butter is PR, branding, social media. But I also, like, my strength, I guess, is more in like, but who else can you partner with? Like, what does that look like? Who can we introduce? And what else do you need to do for your business, to your point, to make it more streamlined, to make sure that you're in the right spaces, that if you are a Black queer woman-owned business, you have all those certifications. So if you want to do business with the government or with certain entities, you've already streamlined and you've already gotten yourself to there. You know, you have those letters, you have those certifications. So I like to look at that, like, companies holistically. And I think that also comes from being a small business owner, because I'm looking at my own and I want to use what works for me for other people too.
That's amazing. That is so amazing.
It takes more time, but if you have the right team, you can say, okay, we're going to be a little slower. We can't add everybody to full salaries yet, but if you stay with me, here's where we're going. And so that's what I'm able to look at, is like, next year we have these great clients and we're working with just a few core clients who, you know, might be able to spend a little more. And then we have programs for like smaller businesses and stuff too. But it's just, I think, helping me feel more satisfied in what I'm doing and helping my team feel excited about the next phase too. And to me, that's really important. And I know the money will come, right? So if you're doing that work and you're living in your, I guess, creative zone or zone of genius and what you do best, which is, sounds like you really figured out what you do best and how you can best serve other people without being a people pleaser.
Oh, I used to be a people pleaser.
Yeah, we're all like,
God, that's a great thing to retire from. That's just a freaking nightmare to be like that. It's okay to say no to people. No is a sentence. No is a sentence. You don't have to say yes to everyone. Does it align with your values? If it doesn't, don't do it. Does that friend not align with where you're going in life? Fire them. It's okay to get rid of friends. I can't tell you how many friends I've let out of my life, and they self-select themselves out too, because when you tell them your goals and your big ambitions and they're sitting there like, not asking you questions about it or encouraging you, be aware of that because they're not going to be in your life 5 years from now. And if they are, you didn't grow. So shame on you. That's on you at that point. You have to let them out of your life. And great things happen when you alleviate those unalignments in your life.
Yeah, because you're allowing other things to come in that are aligned. You're creating that space.
Better relationships, better clients. It's okay to fire clients as well. If they don't fit or if they don't align, let them self-select themselves out. Raise your prices. For the entrepreneurs listening, if you have these clients who are not fitting the mold, raise your prices. And you're either going to get paid more or you're going to free yourself up to attract the right kind of people in your business.
Yeah. So it sounds like you've had quite a journey and had to learn a lot of these lessons along the way yourself.
A 1,000,000%, yes. I learned from other people. I mean, when my mom passed away, I hired Jeff Spencer, who was Lance Armstrong, Tiger Woods coach, U2, Bono, Sir Richard Branson, who came into my life because I got rid of other relationships. And he coached me for 6 months when I started the whole Diane Money process. I hired the wrong developer at first, and now I have the right people, got rid of them. But he just taught me to pump the brakes so that you could hit the gas. You can't go, go, go. Our bodies are not aligned with that. I mean, there are certain times of the day that he taught me, and he's coached over 40 gold medal Olympians. He was an Olympian. He did the Tour de France. Like, he's the real deal.
Yeah.
Not like a coach who's like, yeah, I'm a coach. He's walked it, talked it, done it. It was just the most miraculous coach and friend because I know I was making mistakes. I knew that there was things that I was unaligned with, and he just really got me back on the straight and narrow and focus. And along with strategic coach, where I'm sitting in rooms who have 100 million plus dollar companies, and I'm sitting here like,
wow,
okay, I'm learning from people who have tens and tens of millions of dollars, and I'm sitting in a room with these people, and I'm the young one usually, which is great. I always like to be the youngest one in the room. And that's how you learn. You invest in to get into higher rooms, and then you get bigger paychecks from it because better ideas come from being around those people.
Yeah. And I think that's something people struggle with is I think we all need coaches. We all need a variety of coaches and mentors. But it can be daunting to look at that price point and go, ooh, is that the right thing for me? Can I afford that? To your point, you have to look at it as an investment in yourself and your growth and your company. And you said something really important. You're getting in the room with these people who've had success. And guess what? You're in the room with them. You are becoming known to them. They're going to be more likely to do business with you, to invest in your company, to, you know, refer you for other clients and other projects.
1,000,000%. There's a new group in strategic coach. It's called the Free Zone. It's all collaborations. I mean, it costs 50 grand a year for each person to just join it. But these people are creating these incredible companies. For instance, I was sitting in a session with Dan Sullivan, who basically created entrepreneurial coaching in the 70s when it wasn't cool to have that name. Everyone thought that they were like the crazy wackadoo people. We still are, by the way, but in the 70s, if you were called an entrepreneur, you're like, whoa, that person's really out there. But the gentleman who's doing the AI and all the thinking tools, like the back end work, is in this group. The gentleman who helped us create, Evan Ryan, big shout out to you. But there's another guy in there who has the fastest growing IP law firm. So now I have intellectual property in process for Diane Money so I could protect the space and own that space. Something I never would have thought of. That was only like a $10,000 investment to get that started. For me, it's like, it's a no brainer because then you can protect your asset. It's different ways of thinking that I never would have thought of before. And now I'm creating more intellectual property through them for the next ideas and the next version so that you could own those spaces. And those are new revenue opportunities when you could use this and allow other people to use your technology and really be a great collaborator. Because yes, it's about your bottom line. Dollars are great. But What if you could take your technology and put it in the hands of someone who has 20 million clients or 10 million clients? Think about the value that you're going to provide other people. That's why we're in business, right? We want to have great lifestyles. Like, yep. I'm getting a massage right now in my car doing this interview. That's great. It's wonderful. But I don't live in my car. Yeah. I don't live here to do this. It's just one of those value propositions that I've created for myself through my work. But now using technology, you can exponentially grow your own net worth by helping other people get what they want. And that's what business is all about, helping people get what they want.
Yeah, definitely. So, okay, when you sat down into the exercise to think about 25 years from now, what did you envision? And then through that exercise, then do you work backwards to say, okay, yes, now I'm going to set goals for 5, 10, 15, 20 years that help me get there in 25?
Well, you set that big 25-year goal. It could be revenue for your company. It could be your net worth. It could be how many free days you take a year. Because I keep track of how many days I don't work.
Nice.
And that's like a competition thing, like more and then make more money, which is great. I've realized that you need, and Dan Sullivan has taught us this. So this is not my words. It's all him. I give him all the credit. Think in 90-day sprints. If you think in a 25-year time frame, but 90-day action items, just do two to three things every quarter. It gives you 100 quarters to get to your goal.
Oh,
and if you have 100 quarters, exactly. It's brilliant. Dan is just like the most brilliant human being.
Wow.
That was a very prolific thing for me to slow down because I'm a quick start. So like when I have ideas, I want them going, I want them gone or done, I should say. It's part of knowing yourself. My wife and I had the privilege of having dinner with Dan Sullivan and his wife, Bab Smith and Kim White. We're all part of Coach. Dan and Babs founded Coach 30 years ago. And it was just fascinating to actually see them, how they think and how they communicate. And there's just something astounding about them. Wow. And those are the people who you want to aspire to and be around. It goes back to that investment. If you're thinking, oh, I can't afford this, then you already lost the game. You're never going to get ahead. It's going to be really hard to reach your goals if you have that mindset. And that 25-year time frame allows you to open your mind up to get to that point because it's going to take time. You're going to make mistakes. Enjoy them and celebrate them because those are the things you're going to laugh at when you've hit your goals.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, what other advice would you give for newer entrepreneurs or aspiring entrepreneurs when they're looking at, you know, setting themselves up for success in their journeys?
Have an emergency fund for your money. Just like we say, we want a personal fund for ourselves. Have one for your business too. Have 3 to 6 months of operating expenses tucked away somewhere. Put that profit away, save it, put it in an account, if I can speak today, where you don't see it every day. So you know it's not there when you're looking at your ledgers. That's important because I mean, if PPP money didn't come through a couple years ago, a lot of people would be in trouble. So set one up for yourself. It's huge. Use the Kolbe tool, K-O-L-B-E. Take it for yourself. Take it for your partner, your spouse, your significant other. Test that to see how their brain works because it's really important to understand them. That was something I had my wife and I do like 3 months into us dating. That's a great $49 or $55 investment, just huge. And then use it for your team because we've all have made crappy hires. We've all made terrible mistakes with that. Use that as a hiring tool, very inexpensive, to see if these people fit the role because you can create it for what you want to see happen. And it will tell you your A, B, C, or if it's an F, like don't hire. That will save you a lot of time, money, effort, stress, energy, frustration, friction, on and on and on. But use the Kolbe. It's really a life-changing thing just to take it for yourself because you're going to learn about yourself. Really short amount of time, great investment.
Wow. Very cool. What continues to inspire and motivate you to continue on this journey of helping others have more financial freedom?
Well, it comes down to an internal thing, actually, because I inspire myself to take care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
That comes number one. That's my biggest priority.
So
it is. I mean, I love going on my morning runs after I take my kids to school. I walk them to school and then go run 2, 3, 4 miles in the morning just to get your body going. But I just took a test. It's called Inside Tracker. This is another good one for everyone.
And what is this one called?
Not. Inside Tracker.
Okay.
David,
I'm texting
Sinclair.
These to myself while we're...
Yeah. This one's a great test because it shows you your inner age, not how many times you've been around the sun. Like, I'm 37. I just turned 37. But my body is 31.3 years old.
Hmm.
So I am almost 6 years younger because I take care of myself. Some people say, oh, I don't want to know. I'm going to be older. I'm like, yeah. But if you're not keeping track, just like your money, this is why it correlates. You're wasting your time.
Interesting.
You're taking years off your life on purpose.
Wow.
Because it's a choice.
Yeah.
So that's advice for everyone. Inside Tracker. It's awesome. Really simple. It's just a blood draw. That's all they do. And you pay for it. So it's definitely a game changer from a life perspective. Because if you could do little things right now to make your life better next quarter, one blood test a year isn't enough because things change. I saw it with my mom getting sick and getting cancer for 3 years and taking her away from us very early. You know, she was 67. So take care of yourself. And then a lot of other things get opened up from a business standpoint, a mindset standpoint. Better things just come into your life. It's just going to be a natural progression. I've seen it with entrepreneurs. You just have to believe in that and great things come from it.
Yeah, wonderful. So what's next for you?
Launching Diane Money, November 2022. It's coming. So whenever this shows out, please go to dianemoney.com. It's a awesome. Shameless plug. I'm not embarrassed to do it.
That's why we're here.
Totally. I'm amplifying my brand.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yep. I scored an A on my test for that one. But really just take the time to understand what you want. If you've never set a financial goal, if you're scared of not achieving it, good. Be scared. That's a good thing. Step out of your comfort zone. If you've never set a financial goal, go out and fail. Go out and fail. What's the worst thing that's going to happen? You learn from it.
Yeah.
You set a new goal, a bigger goal, a better goal. You get more focus on what you want to actually see happen for your life. Go out and fail and make those mistakes. Because even when you hit your goals, don't wait to celebrate until you hit the goal. Celebrate every little thing. Because if you wait until you save $1 million and you don't celebrate the 10 or 20 or 30 years it takes you to get there, you're going to waste 20, 30 years of your life.
Yeah.
Don't waste it. Enjoy the little things now. That the only thing that matters is these moments right now.
Nice. And you're preaching to the choir. These are all things that I'm trying to incorporate more into my life. So I feel like these conversations always come and give me the message that I need personally. So thank you.
You're so welcome. It's so true. That's what Strategic Coach does for me every quarter. Yeah. It's like, I've had all these issues. It's always just like savior. Dan Sullivan fix it for me every quarter. So yeah, there's great value in these conversations as well.
Yeah, 100%. So we will link to in the show notes to your various endeavors, but how would people find you on social media? Do you prefer LinkedIn? Do you prefer somebody, you know, people follow you on, you know, Instagram or Facebook or Twitter?
I think following us on Instagram would be great. Retire As You Desire podcast is a great one. That's a fun one.
Nice.
We have to have you on the show, by the way. So
yeah,
that's a definite.
I'd love to.
And Diane Money. Diane Money is going to be on all the social media.
Great.
We're going to have fun with that. Yes. That's where happy to connect. We're super open. Mm-hmm. We actually communicate back to you. I will, not some
you
someone who you don't know.
Nice. Yeah.
Absolutely. Personal touches mean a lot.
Yeah. Well, so speaking of Diane Money, because there are other financial products in the market, what's the big differentiator between Diane Money and the way like a Credit Karma or a Upgrade or, you know, there, I don't even know, like other tools that are out there? Like what's the big difference?
So many of them. Oh my God, there's so many of them. It's been the most crowded VC space the past 2 or 3 years. And a lot of them are struggling. The thing that differentiates Diane Money is Diane is going to be that parental like figure to like kind of look over your shoulder and really guide you down the path where you want to go. Nice. Just giving you those monthly ideas that you could act on or you don't have to act on. Because if you have something coming up, it's a new way of thinking. The old way is not working.
Yeah.
I mean, for really hardly anyone.
Yeah.
You know, free trading is great. Someone's getting paid. Nothing's free. And if your product is free, you know what? You're the product. The companies are making money off of you. Yeah. You are the data and tracking and all that stuff that drives me crazy. But Diane is going to be that thinking tool to just figure it out for you. Because if you don't know how to get out of your terrible credit card debt, student loan debt, or if you don't know how much to put away to get a new car or a Rolex or something fun, right? Something you want to do. It's that thinking tool that's going to take the guesswork and the stress work out of your life.
Nice. But do you have and I imagine you might have a few, but off the top of your head, do you have a favorite quote or mantra that you'd like to share with us today?
Attitude of gratitude. Boom. I mean, that's the easy one.
Okay.
Attitude of gratitude. Because if you're grateful, so many people say this, you can't be in any other state. You can't be mad, can't be angry. Just having gratitude in your life changed my life. I appreciate all these things that we have. You see so many other people with much worse off problems than you do. And having perspective for that, really important for me, really important. And we're instilling that in our kids now too.
Yeah. Oh, that's so important. How old are your kids?
3.5 and 7 months.
Oh, okay. So sweet. So sweet. I'm on the other side. I have a high schooler. So.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Still very sweet, luckily. Knock on wood.
That's a blessing.
Yes, it really is. Oh, thank you. No, but I actually have a shirt that says gratitude is my attitude that I love wearing.
Hey.
And I'm sure that this is something your coaches also tell you all the time. Like, what's your gratitude practice? You know, wake up in the morning and think about what you're grateful for and like say it out loud or recite it in your head or send a text message to somebody, because it does help you change your attitude for that whole day, and it helps you reframe things because you're like, okay, I'm just going to have a smile on my face because for everything else that I'm dealing with, I still know that I have these great relationships or I have these great things happening and I'm going to be grateful for those.
Oh my God. Yeah. It resets your day. It gets your perspective in place.
Yeah.
Just like if you do meditation, when I go for my runs in the morning, that's part of that too. That's part of my gratitude for me and just for life and having the time and the freedom to do that, knowing I don't have to go to an office at a certain time and do something I don't want to do. I mean, there's a lot of gratitude from that. So that's a great shirt, by the way. Very, very cool.
Yeah. Thank you. I like it. Awesome. Well, Phil, is there anything else you want to share with our audience today?
Step out of your comfort zone. Do something this week that scares you. Learn from it. Journal about it, tell a friend about it, and just enjoy the journey, because all these little moments and these things that are trivial aren't going to matter in 20 years from now for the majority, unless you don't have your health, then that's a big thing. Go out there and make a big, big difference, because it's up to you. No one else is going to do it for you.
Right.
It's true. So go have fun.
Awesome. And thank you for that. And thank you to our audience for coming back for another week of Your Brand Amplified. We'll link to all of Bill's socials and websites and podcasts in the show notes so you can find him easily. And, you know, go listen, leave a rating and review for him. Do the same thing for us. It helps us a lot with our businesses and our podcasts. And with that, I will be back again later this week with another great expert guest. Want more? Check out amplifywithannika.com or follow me on socials at amplifywithannika.